Who was the first African-American Major League Baseball player? Most say Jackie Robinson. However, residents of this town say it was another man who did it decades earlier. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. 3 one-day educational events will be led by industry experts, including Ken Ferry, Missy Bauer, and more. Topics include assessing technology for maximum return, mastering variable rate, and multi-hybrid planting. We kick off the tour June 7th in Fort Collins, Colorado. Find a tour stop near you by visiting agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
As Shane Etter explains, residents of Keokuk, Iowa say a man named Bud Fowler made baseball history in the spring of 1885.
He would have been the first paid African American.
Businessman Nick Curtis hired the talented Bud Fowler to play for his pro team, the Keokuks, in the Western League that included teams in Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Kansas City, to name just a few.
He actually played every position, but when he played here in town, I believe it was second base.
A picture of the 1885 Keokuk team does show all white players, with the exception of Fowler. The national publication Sporting Life proclaimed Fowler to be one of the best general players in the country, and if he had a white face, would be playing for the best of them, it stated.
This one photograph of 1885 is in the Shrine in Cooperstown and the Negro League Hall of Fame in Kansas City. Through the years, especially whenever they have an anniversary with Jackie Robinson, they'll use that same photo over and over and over. It kind of keeps Keokuk on the map when it comes to baseball.
In those days, baseball games were prohibited in Iowa on Sundays. The team built a second field across the river in Illinois and ferried fans to the game on Sunday. About 600 to 800 people might attend those games.
That league went belly up. I'm not for sure if it was because of money or the locations of the towns that they played. And with the climate and not filling the seats, but it lasted just that one season.
Fowler played baseball with a variety of teams for several more seasons and eventually coached many teams. A marker was placed on his grave in 1987 to note Fowler to be professional baseball's first African-American player, a distinction that first took place in this Mississippi River town. Traveling the countryside in Keokuk, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.